Blog Talk Radio.
Talk 101.3 with your host, Bismarck. You're listening to the 10 o'clock show on Radio Talk 101.3. Number is 1-917-889-2678. You can call in to holler at your boy Bismarck, or you can just call in to send a request out to a friend or family. Hey, it's Friday night. It's TGIF. And we're going to keep it coming to you this evening. We got some new music and some important information to bring your way. But before we get into all of that, let's get into some headline news from around the world. France responds to EU complaints after Gypsy spat. Somalia surprised, working government no gunfire. Straight-talking engineer was behind Chile rescue. Mexican Marine, three gunmen killed in shootout. Factory involved in Hungarian sludge flood restarts. Putin's right-hand man nominated Moscow mayor. Swift celebrate digging world's longest tunnel. East Jerusalem housing approval angst Palestinians. Russia agrees to build nuclear plant in Venezuela. Oil workers expand strikes at French refineries. Let's get into some headline financial news. The Dow falls, but Google helps NASDAQ. FDA approves buttocks for migraine headaches. So you bought a foreclosed home. Now what? September retail sales rise, third monthly increase. Government, no increase for Social Security next year. Countrywide CEO Mozilla settles with SEC for $67.5 million. GE 3Q profit drops 18%. Sales of equipment falls. Administration delays China currency report. Credit card credit card write downs mostly improved in September. Bank stocks keep falling as mortgage fears mount. That was a world news headline, world news and financial news. You're listening to Radio Talk 101.3, and you're listening to your host, Bismarck. You're listening to the 10 o'clock show, the program Let's Talk. You can call in to, weigh in on the issues of the topic, whatever it is. Or you can just call in to, send a request out to a friend or a family. I want to say, good evening to all our Radio Talk 101.3 friends, family, and fans around the world. We want to thank you for your love and support that you've given us, and we highly appreciate it. Like I said, you're listening to Radio Talk 101.3 with your host, Bismarck. We're going to start the Friday night off kind of slow tonight and then pick up the pace. But keep that dial tuned in because I got some very important information for you from around the world, specifically from Liberia, West Africa. It's Bismarck on Radio Talk 101.3.
Give me love. Love. think about the time when we first got together.
Sugar Bone with a song, I'm in Love with You. This is Radio Talk 101.3 with your host, Bismarck.
You know, I seen this girl in the grocery store that I hadn't seen in years. And she was looking so damn fine. You know, it just blows my mind. Just listen to this story. You know,
Yeah, that was the song Aisle 9 from Tommy Tunes. Yeah, from the Five Bad Boys Entertainment Group. You're listening to Radio Talk 101.3 with your host, Bismarck.
Hello, Dad. I wish you were here. I learned from you, times I was wrong, something that's been strong. You are the light, bright is my night, you are always bright. I promise you now, I will never forget.
Oh, my Liberian girl.
That was My Liberian Girl by Sugar Vaughn. You're listening to Radio Talk 101.3 with your host, Bismarck. The number is 1-917-889-2678. You can call in to holler at your boy, Bismarck, or you can just call in to send a request out to a friend or family. Hey, big ups out there to Chris DeShield, LIB recording artist. You know what I'm saying? Big ups to Peter Cole, LIB recording artist. Big ups to Daha, LIB recording artist. You know, big ups to African Moguls and Silencer, FQ, and the Child Soldier Movement. Big ups to Sugar Vaughn. Hey, you're listening to the 10 o'clock show, Let's Talk. And you're listening to Radio Talk 101.3 with your host, Bismarck.
I'm the Liberian Dream.
I'm the Liberian Dream.
murders and guns pop up like toasters. Yeah, but keep dreaming for a better day. Come on, and keep scheming on a better way. Look, now put your head in the books and your feet out these streets. I ain't perfect, man, but I mean what I preach. Believe what you see, I'm a key, not a beat. Now everybody know you are what you eat. So open up a book and let's start a feast. And when you get it full, let it seep through your teeth. It was all just a dream, now it's all based with the bad things you did. Forget it and erase it, the chance is here. All you gotta do is take it. Come on, roll.
Liberian Dreams. And you're listening to Radio Talk 101.3 with your host, Bismarck. And you're listening to the 10 o'clock show. The number is 1-917-889-2678. And I got a story here that I want to bring to your attention. It's from Liberia, West Africa. You know, there's an upcoming election in 2011. Upcoming presidential election in 2011, and there's a lot going on in Liberia. So I'm kind of, you know, keeping you abreast about the latest situations in Liberia and what's going on with the presidential candidates, you know, and the progress of the development in Africa, mostly Liberia, you know, with the Liberian government headed by the first female president, Madam Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, who's the standard bearer for the UP party, Unity Party. Here's a story, it says, to be president. And publication date, October 10th, October the 10th, 2010. And it was written by Keith Newville, a best. Badio, anyone who wants to become president must beat her first. You are going to have to beat her. Badio to Brumskin. Presidential Press Secretary Cyrus Rebadio last week threw something that might turn out to be what martial artists call a round horse kick, an elevated sweeping delivery with the heel that could leave more than one opponent stunned in the theater of Machiavellian politics, soon to take center stage when the curtains are raised in January and the political kung fu fighting starts in earnest. And those that believe next year's presidential elections will be play, have better think again. Why? Because the press secretary's kick was aimed at someone he says packs no more than the kick of a dying horse. Imagine what might be in store for a tougher opponent. Mr. Barrios' wallop was reserved for presidential aspirant Charles Walter Walker Brumskin, whose latest outburst he compared to the feeble kick of a dying horse, one that among several others in the race has tried and continues to try everything imaginable, believing that something will land them the presidency. Everything that is, except one activity that is supposed to count the most, mounting a challenge formidable enough to win the necessary votes. Something they seem not to have the finances or the political will to do. Anyone that wants to become president will have to beat her. It is as simple as that, U.S. President. Obama understood that he was not going to talk his way to the presidency or be given a free pass on account of his good luck. For him, getting there meant overcoming every imaginable obstacle, tons of which from the get-go were stacked against him. That is something that third world politicians seem unwilling to understand. They always expect to get something without having to pay the price for what they want, this paper was told. The president's press secretary was responding to a story carried by the National Chronicle on Wednesday, the 6th, in which it was reported that Councilor Brumskin wanted President Sirleaf retired from the country's political landscape. The first reason given was that her administration is not in the interest of Liberians, and Mrs. Sirleaf's intention to contest the 2011 election was unfair to them. The article then had Councilor Brumskin saying that Mrs. Sirleaf had promised to only serve for one term. Ever since she took over and introduced the Poverty Reduction System, PRS, her administration has not had any impact on the lives of the common Liberian people, the Chronicle reported Mr. Brumskin as saying. Strange. But Press Secretary Badio said that while Mrs. Sirleaf's first term did not produce all that everyone expected, it was interesting and instructive. It carried a lesson that on the very day that this administration felt the confidence to ask whether the country had not or had some success over the past 5 years, coming from the brink of despair, Mr. Brumskin would be throwing his feeble kick from the left field. Charles Brumskin has long entertained visions of grandeur, but now that reality is hitting home, his occasional outburst, like the one following his recent return from the U.S., reminds me of the kick of a dying horse, Mr. Badio told the Daily Observer a couple of days ago. The man returns from a visit where he has met some U.S. congressional leaders, an event the president could not attend given her busy schedule. He returns and says nothing about what he has put forth to congressional leaders about his vision for this country. Councilor Brumskin, like many in the opposition, seems not to appreciate how much work they need to put in to really convince our people that they possess the vision to move this country forward. They have not been concerned about the right moves to make. One minute they are relying on one technicality or the other. That clearly goes against public policy and the interests of the country as a way to wish the president out of race. As a way to wish the president out of the race. Like the now repealed 10-year residency clause, Mr. Baliu continued. The voters will decide. Now they are begging her to simply throw in the towel, tell people that she is too old to run, and take off for some old people's home somewhere. But that is wishful thinking. It is up to the voters to decide. Could someone who is cognitively diminished achieve everything this president has? Could Councilor Brumskin, at his young age, have mastered the mass of information, made the right choices, and mustered the resolve to see our country through its debt relief, earning in the process kudos from the International Monetary Fund, IMF, the World Bank, the UN, and the world leaders, including U.S. President Barack Obama? Mr. Baliu began with what turned out to be a series of rhetorical questions. Why doesn't Councilor Brumskin just tell the voters that the poverty reduction strategy has failed because Liberia now has a clean slate from a decades-long U.S. $4.9 billion debt hangover, thanks to the administration that doesn't know what it is doing? As far as the Liberty Party leader is concerned, Liberia is now repeating its role in regional and sub-regional institutions like the African Union and the ECOWAS. After settling all outstanding obligations to these organizations and most major international bodies, he wanted to know. The presidential hopeful also must inform his supporters that government policies have failed because the wages of civil servants have now improved from a mere U.S. $15 a month received only occasionally in the past to not less than U.S. $100 in less than 4 years, Mr. Baliu continued. While at it, he might also try convincing voters that the president's policies have failed because more farmers are returning to their farms and growing more food, as is demonstrated today by the purchase of rice from local farmers by the World Food Program for its school feeding program, he added. Councilor Brumskin must also look the Liberian people in the eye and tell them that the president has failed because of the favorable economic climate in the country that is attracting investments by well-known international firms, and that the construction and rehabilitation of roads, which are providing our people access to their farms and creating jobs, is a failure. Add what about school enrollment has increased in schools throughout the country, owing to the government's compulsory free primary education program. The Liberty Party must also tell the Liberian people that the fight against corruption has failed because officials of government and others are being prosecuted in our courts, thanks to the reports of the General Auditing Commission and that credible institution which monitor the progress of countries like the World Bank, the IMF, and just last week, the Moore-Abraham Index. are commending the progress of the Sirleaf-led administration simply because her policies have failed. On the other hand, shouldn't some of those who would be president begin to tell the voters what programs they have in the making that are better or more attractive than those that this administration has been working over time to put in place in hopes of providing for and winning the trust of its people? There is more to leading a country than simply saying that one will work in the interest of one's people, or promising that they will be taken care of. Promises must be supported by plans, policies, and programs to implement policies that are adopted, the press secretary pointed out. The president, meanwhile, will remain focused, as always, knowing where this country was in 2005, where it is in 2010, and where it ought to be and will be in the coming years. And God willing, nothing will deter her from this course, the press secretary concluded. Editor's note, your turn at bat, Councilor Brumskin. Now, like I always say to the Liberian people, this is a crucial time in the history of Liberia, in the lives of the Liberian people. This presidential election is very important. So to the Liberian people, take your time. Do your investigations. Learn more about the presidential candidates before you make your decision. Don't be hasty. Don't jump to conclusions. Don't vote for a person because of popularity or because of wealth or finances. But one main characteristic that you should look for in your presidential candidate, that he or she should be a God-fearing person. To get rid of all this ritualistic killing in Liberia, voodoo, witchcraft, you know, those were the things that destroyed Liberia, that almost destroyed Liberia, that took Liberia into chaos, into a war, you know. Here you have Councilor Brumskin, you know, being sarcastic to the president of Liberia. Despite her age, she's one of the best presidents Liberia have had in a long time. And most of all, she's the first female president of an African country, Liberia, in West Africa. I'm very proud of Madam Ellen Johnson Sirleaf and her governance. I'm proud of what she's doing in Liberia. She's taking Liberia to higher heights. She's making a lot of progress, a lot of developmental progress. You know, the huge debt, financial debt of Liberia, $4.9 billion, have been erased because of her governance. I mean, kudos to Madam Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, president of Liberia. Well, you heard it on Radio Talk 101.3 with your host, Bismarck. And I got another quick story for you. It's about the CDC press and propaganda chief. It says it's from the People to People Liberian Online News. CDC's press and propaganda chief resigns. An official of the opposition political party, Congress for Democratic Change, CDC, has officially resigned her post as chairlady of press and propaganda. Mrs. Margot Kokoya, in an exclusive interview conducted with this paper yesterday, which is the People to People, said she was resigning from the CDC based on what she termed as good governance. The UP-led administration has provided the country and continues to provide for the Liberian people. I'm resigning from the CDC because people look for good governance, good government. And I think this government is providing just that for the Liberian people and the Liberian state as a whole, the former CDC partisan asserted. Mrs. Cocoya, who is now serving as Director of Press and Public Relations at the National Investment Commission, NIC, narrated further that her decision to resign from the CDC was not predicated upon pressure or any coercion from external forces, but rather she indicated, all of what I have been looking for is found in this government, and the UP-led administration continues to lead this country into the right trajectory. Look at the physical infrastructure development around us. When I look around me, I see investment, and I also see development. I see roads being rebuilt, and I see hospitals being constructed. Government is also fighting corruption and other vices in our society. I believe that Madam Salif is doing well for this country, and her leadership has restored credibility to the Liberian state, the former CDC executive indicated. She said, though the CDC was a political party that she has admired over the years, she added, it was now time to make a new choice based on the level of progress made, saying, I don't have any problem with the people in CDC. They are a very loving people. I have a lot of good friends in the party, and we usually play and share fun together. In fact, Ambassador Weah and I are very good friends. However, I believe that it is about time that I make my decision, and I think that it is just sufficient for now. In the meantime, Mrs. Cocoya has revealed that she might contemplate on joining the ruling Unity Party in the future if the need be. The way I see things going on nowadays and the level of improvement in our society, joining the Unity Party is one thing that I am currently studying, and becoming a member of the UP in the future is one possibility that should not be ruled out. There's a story about the CDC, Congress for Democratic Change. Ambassador George Weah is the presidential candidate from this party, and this is a big blow to the CDC party. But hey, you heard it here on our Radio Talk 101.3, and this is your host, Bismarck. I said it. And you're listening to the 10 o'clock show. It's about 8 minutes down to the hour. To all our Radio Talk 101.3 friends and family and fans out there around the world, we love you and want to thank you. We highly appreciate your love and support you've given us and is still giving us. Big ups to African Mogul out there, Silencer, FQ, and the Child Soldier Movement. Big ups to POG Production, the Creative Music Lab, Sugar Vaughn, and all the POG Production artists, Big Mo, OB, T. West, J. Red, and the rest. You're listening to Radio Talk 101.3 with your host, Bismarck.
Walking, making it talking, so what's your blood? love it. Next him in going wow, wow.
Here's Friday night, eh? I know you're going to be going out there to have some fun, eh? About 3 minutes down to the hour, it's TGIF, it's Friday night. To all our Radio Talk 101.3 friends, fans, and family around the world, we love you. Love, peace, and happiness around the world. Justice for all. Hey, don't forget, always remember, Jesus loves you. Hey, the African Mogul, Silencer of the Child Soldier Movement, big ups. POG Production, the Creative Music Lab, Sugar Vaughn, and all the POG Production artists, big ups. To the Librarian recording artists, big ups. To the African Independent Musical Recording artists, big ups. Hey, don't forget, coming up in November, the first annual Librarian Hip Hop Award. Keep that calendar marked. Hey, it's Radio Talk 101.3 with your host, Bismarck.
You know I love
I'm focused on you. And I can't
1.3, Bismarck will holler at you later. Peace.